are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. That was the Wild Man headlining a brand new hour of Neon Jazz. Filipino jazz pianist Bobby Enriquez, live in Tokyo, Japan, back in 1987 with the song Janine. Saying that this cat exhibits a hyper-piano playing style is putting it mildly. Born on the island of Negros, just north of Mindanao, Bobby is a self-taught virtuoso who started out on the keys at the age of 4, and then he began playing professionally by the age of 14. In the 1960s, he played in Manila, Hong Kong, and Honolulu, and then became Don Ho's musical director for a time. His big break in jazz came with alto saxophonist Richie Cole, who discovered him and asked him to join his band. Bobby was on several Richie Cole albums in the 80s, and tops on that list was Alive at the Village Vanguard and the groundbreaking The Madman Meets the Wild Man. He cut his debut album in 1981, and from 81 to 85, he blazed through 8 albums and galvanized his jazz reputation. In 1993, Bobby became a born-again Christian and openly spoke of how God changed his life. From that point forward, he played jazz-style hymns during church events in his local church in New Jersey. He lived till the age of 59, left us in 1996, and his music, as they say, will go on forever. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that changed the world with a revolution of jazz. From the heyday of 18 and Vine days, right now into today, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Aiming to give you another hour of jazz cats, cuts, and licks to make you dream a good music dream. Speaking of the dreamy, here's Chick Corea with the ethereal magic on the 1972 song, What Game Shall We Play Today, off his album, Return to Forever. Thank you.
Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, and it's great music. Don't touch that dial.
That was the Seattle, Washington jazz outfit called the Industrial Revelation with the 2013 song The Lake off their album called Oakhead. Drummer Devon Lewis found the band back in 2005, and in 2014, they won the Stranger Genius Award for Music up there in Seattle. The band was featured in a Seattle theater presentation called The Holler Sessions with actor Frank Boyd, who played a DJ from Kansas City spinning that jazz. The show got some impressive reviews, and we recently had the chance to talk to Frank about how he made the character Ray come to life. This is what he had to say to me about what he learned about jazz in the process of researching his role.
Before this process started, I had listened to a little jazz. You know, I had Kind of Blue in my CD case, you know. But I think I was falling prey to some of the cliches out there about jazz, you know, that it's... But the old stuff is like cheesy and antiquated and corny, and that the new stuff is kind of purely cerebral, whatever. Didn't know who Charles Mingus was. No one ever really like sat me down and was like, no, like listen to this, you know, it's not just good music, but it's our history in so many different levels. And
he has hopes of bringing that show to Kansas City someday, and I think we dig that around here. Oh, man, I think we need some Ted Lewis and his orchestra. Next on the show, here he is off a Greatest Hits vinyl cut, When My Baby Smiles at Me.
When my baby smiles at me, my thoughts go roaming to paradise, yeah. And when my baby, gee, when my little baby smiles at me, oh, what a wonderful light that comes to her eyes. Listen, buddy, give him the smile that just brings love. Give it over. Oh, cut it out, will you? That's it. That's the smile that brings real harmony. I sigh and I cry. No, it's just a bit of heaven, heaven when my baby smiles at me. My own boys, when my baby smiles at me. Oh, gee. Oh, stop it, I say. And when my baby smiles at me. Oh, I can't stand it now, honey. Cut it out, will you? Come on, give him the smile that just brings love. Give it all. Gee, that's it, that's it. That's the smile that brings real harmony. I sigh and I cry. No, it's just a bit of heaven, heaven when my baby smiles at me. Play it, boys, play.
Hi, my name is Sam Newsom, and I'm here with Joe Domino for Neon Jazz. Want to hear some great sound, some really inspiring music? Please check out Neon Jazz. Thank you.
That was trumpeter and organist Kevin Dean with the 1995 song Big Wood off his Kevin's Heaven album. These days, he is a professor of jazz studies at the Schulich School of Music via McGill University in Montreal. From the streets of Mason, Iowa, he has gone on to compile an impressive stack of degrees and music credits, a bachelor's degree, master's degree, and he joined the staff at St. Francis Xavier University in Nova Scotia, where he helped develop Canada's first university-accredited jazz studies program. He's also featured on over 15 CDs, including 6, with his original music. This next tune on the show is a powerful matchup of talent. Here's Austrian jazz composer Franz Kogelmann and alto sax genius Lee Konitz with the song Pyramid off the 1995 album We Thought About Duke. Thank you.
Jazz, the Hammer Jazz Musician, and Neon Jazz with Joe. Joe Dimino seems to love jazz, seems to talk about our great music. So give it a listen.
That was the gifted modern-day pianist and composer Chris Bowers with the cool track Forever Spring off the critically acclaimed 2014 album Heroes and Misfits. Along with the jazz, the LA-born and bass cat hits on contemporary R&B, electronica, and forward-thinking modal improvisation. Along with an undergraduate and master's degree in jazz performance from Juilliard, in 2011, Bowers won first place in the prestigious Thelonious Monk International Jazz Piano Competition. I had noted that his sound could be akin to what Miles Davis would be doing today if he was still around in a recent interview with Chris. And this is what he had to say about that notion.
I think as far as conceptually, yeah, definitely before he passed, he was supposed to do an album with Jimi Hendrix. He was already working with hip-hop artists and different rock artists and stuff like that. I think he was one of my idols as far as that's concerned, because he seems to be good at not only looking for ways to progress and move forward with his sound, but also constantly surrounding himself with people that are going to do that.
It's great to have Chris on the show. We look forward to having more of his tunes on here. From 1959, here's Stan Kenton with his orchestra with the tune Ill Winds off the Standards and Silhouette album.
Thank you. Hey now, this is Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
That was the Puerto Rican Grammy award-winning jazz tenor saxophonist David Sanchez with the 2008 tune The Forgotten Ones off the Cultural Survival album. David has been at it for quite a while. He started on the tenor sax at 12, and his earliest influences were Afro-Caribbean, danza, and European and Latin classical music. He joined Dizzy Gillespie's United Nation Orchestra in 1990, and Dizzy became Sanchez's mentor. Dizzy's group toured 27 countries, 100 cities, and 31 states. That's quite a jazz baptism there. As we get a bit closer to this end of Neon Jazz together, here's the exquisitely cool Monty Blue with his quartet with the song Can't Get Started With You. Again, that was Monty Blue with his Cool with Can't Get Started With You. And that's something we didn't have a problem with during this last hour. We started, and now we're finishing. Our cat to do the honors is jazz pianist and composer Horace Silver with his quintet with the 1965 song The Cape Verdean Blues. And this is no light musician or song to end things on. He's been described as one of the most influential musicians in the history of jazz, and I'd say so. And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with the golden jazz radio touch, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Taking it to the barn.
Like what you just heard, well, we can't hear you. Let us know what you'd like to hear. Just let us know what you think out there in Radioland. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.